It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Another beautiful morning, and I would like to welcome you to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. So if indeed you are excited to be alive this morning, if indeed you are thankful to be alive this morning, I want you to lift up your voices and begin to worship the one who has made this possible. Let us open our mouth and say, Father, we are grateful. I want you to express yourself however way you feel. You can express it best. You can dance to Him. You can wave your hands to Him. You can say those sweet words to Him. Lord, we love you. We are grateful for another privilege to be alive this morning. We are grateful for the 18th day in the month of August 2024. And we want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Most High, for this special privilege. Lord, we want to say thank you. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Once again, I want to welcome you to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, first I want to assure you that you are in the right place. If you are lost, you are heavy, you are feeling heartbroken, or you have a lot of things that are bothering you this morning, I want to assure you that this morning, Jesus wants to speak to you. God wants to heal you, and He wants to mend every broken heart this morning. That is why we gather every morning, just to know the mind of God for us, for each and every single day. But if you're a frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody to tell somebody to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So ring the bell, sound the alarm. Let your community, your family, your friends know that it is time to gather at the feet of the Most High to listen to what He has to say to us this morning. Once again, I want to welcome you to the 18th day in the month of August 2024. And this very, very segment is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Pastor of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Our topic today in our Open Heaven, we'll be looking at a topic that says, Under Your Feet. But before I go, I would like to just encourage you. Today is Sunday, and if you are still contemplating on if you should go to church, I'd like to encourage you to pick up your Bibles and start preparing for your service, because it's always good to fellowship with the brethren. The Word is an encourager. The Word is like a weapon for our everyday, so you cannot have enough of it. So prepare to go to church as you listen. Once again, we'll be looking at a topic that says, Under Your Feet. Under Your Feet. Our aim today is taken from hymn 1 of our Open Heaven devotional. All hail the power of Jesus' name. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Our Bible in 1 year, because we will be finishing our Bible this year. We'll be going through all the passages of the Bible. So our Bible in 1 year will be taken from Jeremiah chapter 49, Jeremiah chapter 49, that's the whole of chapter 49. Our memory verse today will be taken from Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Again, our memory verse is taken from Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Our Bible reading today will be taken from the book of Mark chapter 16 from verse 16 to 18. Mark chapter 16 from verse 16 to 18. And we have another passage here, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18 to 23. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18 to 23. But first we'll be looking at Mark chapter 16. From verse 16 to 18, Mark chapter 16, from verse 16 to 18, it says, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink of anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." We'll be looking at also Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 18 to 23. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 18 to 23. It says, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in the age but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to the head, to be head over all things, to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him, and who fills all in all." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, if you want to take that down, our Bible reading is Mark chapter 16 from verse 16 to 18 and Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 18 to 23. Our manual today says, "There was a man in my village called Kaka, who was the leader of the occultists. It was generally believed that he single-handedly protected the town from all forms of evil, and he was feared by all. When we wanted to open the Redeemed Christian Church of God parish in my village, the place we found suitable for a rally was close to Kaka's house. Surprisingly, when an altar call was made during the rally, Kaka came out of his house to give his life to Christ. He had been listening to the worship session and sermon. Later that night, he came to my father in the Lord, Pa Josiah Akindayomi, and said, 'The way you spoke about your God, he must be really powerful.' Papa said, 'Very, very powerful.' Kaka then said, 'In that case, now that I've given my life to Christ, I would need help with an idol in my house called Shigidi. It is an effigy that has been in my family for generations and that we send out at night when we want to kill someone. It is so dangerous that we must sleep until it returns, and we must kill a ram to welcome it. Upon its return, it will step on the ram's blood and drink it. Thereafter, it will return to its position and become just like an ordinary effigy. I am afraid of the trouble that might follow if I throw Shigidi away. Papa decided to send me over to remove the effigy. I went to Kaka's house with the pastor of our parish in Elisha and a church worker that I thought to be a strong prayer warrior. When Kaka saw me, he felt sorry for me. "Ah, Adeboye's son, you are the one they sent." When my colleagues saw Shigidi, they ran out of the house, leaving me alone with the effigy. It was smeared with blood and adorned with all manner of charms. I said a prayer, broke the effigy into pieces, removed the shrine in front of the house, and threw everything into a river. After 3 weeks, I returned to my village and visited Kaka at home. When he saw me, he shouted, "You are still alive." That was 1975. I am still alive almost 5 decades later. Beloved, the devil and his demons are under the feet of even the smallest child of God. You are a part of the body of Christ. And Ephesians chapter 1 verse 21 says that Christ is seated far above all principality and powers. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, never ever be afraid of demons that you can trample under your feet. Never ever be afraid of demons that you can trample under your feet. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. I'd just like to encourage you today, if you have not had the chance to give your life to Christ and you know that you want to send certain things, you want to place them under your feet, because you can carry this power as well, but only if you give your life to Christ. You can dominate on hurt, and you have the power to also determine a lot of things. Because you are a child of God, you carry authority also. So demons have no place tormenting you. So if indeed you would like to access this power, that can only be done if you're a child of God. So I want you to today decide to surrender your life to Christ. And you can do that immediately after this session. If today's Open Heaven has blessed you and you would also like to be a blessing to somebody, you can share. How can you share? By visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotional. You can share, or you can also download on your mobile devices just to keep listening at every moment. You can also join us live 7 a.m. every single morning. Still on the website on www.praisepalaceradio.com, click on the play button you can see on your home screen. You can listen and you can join every of our amazing segments for the day. Our app is also available for you to download for easy access. So you can download our app on Play Store and Apple Store, Praise Palace Radio. Download, you'll see all the schedules that we have planned for you throughout the day. It promises to be exciting, it promises to be entertaining, and it promises to be a blessing, to be enlightening. So I want you to join the Praise Palace family today. If you would also like to send us a message, maybe you would like us to follow up with you. If you give your life to Christ on this segment, you can send us a DM on Praise Palace Radio _UK. That's on Instagram, praisepalace_UK on Instagram. I will be happy to reply you. Please stay tuned for the next information after this show. Don't go anywhere till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word in the presence of the Most High. Please stay blessed. And have a beautiful who told day. The ocean, don't go anywhere. You can only come this far. And who Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that You are the Son of God. I accept You as my personal Lord and Savior. I give You my past for a brand new future in You. Thank You because I know You have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.